Pasha Mishpatim, you have the Pasha of Amaviyah. So the Ab is Mechus Bita Ketana for Amaviyah. The father is going to have to sell his daughter Ketana for Amaviyah to be as a an Evid, a slave to someone for money. It's a Chalukim between an Evid Evid and Amaviyah, but basically that's what Amaviyah is. The Rambam pegged out Hilch Savadim, Loch Beis, as a Chiddush, that Eina Ab Rashoy Limka Spita Elm Kin Heni Belinishalai Klum. A father is not allowed to sell his daughter from Maria only if he's such an ani, such an arman, he has nothing. He has nothing left. I think this Rambam shows us that the din of selling an Maria is not has shown to do bad to the girl, to the ketana. Maybe it's actually doing her a favor. If the house is such an ani, such an arman, the father, he doesn't have pasha what to feed her, he doesn't have what to give her what to eat, doesn't have what to even finance her. Maybe it's better for her to be an Maria by somebody else than to be in a house of such an tuke anias. That's what will come out from this Rambam. But the Kesef Mishnah Shteltzer, what's the mock of the Rambam? Where did I get this from? There's no Gemara like that. A Pashad Amravi is anyone's allowed to sell an Amravi, even a rich man. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say, the mock of the Rambam is the famous Gemara Kedushin of Chof of Manal of Menegei Shvius. The famous Gemara says, Kama Kosha Vakash Shvius. How schwer, how serious is the Einish of Shvius? I think was talking about a person that's schoir with pay shvius. You're not allowed to do business with pay shvius. Shvius is supposed to be hefker. And the Gemara says, a person is over the issa of schoir. Adam noisiv and noisiv pay shvius. If a person is over the issa of schoir with shvius, masayif meich metaltel. In the end, is he'll sell all his movable possessions, v'sedoisav and all his fields. V'achakach meich abitay. And the end is he'll have to sell his daughter. So Zok to get submission of him. Here you see that a person is not Mechabitai, unless he's such an Araman, he lost everything, he sold everything else. But to me, it's a bit so schwer, this Makkah, because this Chazal is only telling you the Einish of a person that does Schayu Perishviyas, that he'll lose everything after Mechabitai. It doesn't mean that a person's not allowed to do it without this. Lamashal, the Seyd HaDvarim is that that's the diyek. The Seyd HaDvarim is first he sells metaltel and sedoysev and then mechasvita. The Kesef Mishnah must be medayek until he sells metaltel and sedoysev, he cannot sell his bitay. So would you be medayek that he can't sell his soda until he sells metaltel and also? You can go say first other mechasvita metaltel, that's when you can first, you're not going to sell your soda, you're not going to sell your real estate, your property until you sell your metaltel and the gavisnish, there's no such din. So the same thing, a chari person can sell bitay even before he sells his albums or others. But so schwer this Kesef Mishnah to me. I saw in the Sefer Kiyas Melech from Chaim Kineski. Chaim Kineski is the Moedig Sefer that he is Mar Mokimus for every Rambam that the Nesikim don't give. And none of the Nesikim give this Mar Mokim, but he says, the Mok of the Rambam is the Ferish Tesefta in Erechim Perkei Halacha Gimel. Take out Tesefta. Tesefta says the Ferish. The Eran Mashoi, the Mgaspita, Yom Kinheni. Tesefta does end off that in case someone is an Oisha and he sells Bitoi, it mocha mocha, but the evidence it's mocha. But this halacha that's also he did something wrong. The Chazal said you're not going to do it unless you know me. That's the tesefta. So there's a chayish on the Kesef Mishnah. Why doesn't the Kesef Mishnah bring this beferish tesefta for mocha? So I was thinking maybe the Kesef Mishnah did not have the tesefta on Erechim. Everything was in Ksav Yad, and today we have computers, and I went to look on what they call Ba'ilan. I searched on the Kesef Mishnah in Gan Rambam. In that computer, and I looked for Tesefta, and for Shteisach, the Kesef Mishnah quotes hundreds of Teseftas, maybe more than hundreds of Teseftas, but I haven't seen any place that he quotes a Tesefta in Erchen. He never mentions a Tesefta in Erchen, so it could be that he didn't have a Tesefta in Erchen. Okay. One of the dinim of Amaviyah, when someone sells his daughter Ketana to be an Amaviyah slave, is the din of Yud. That the Odin, the master that buys her, the Torah says, anytime he wants, he can be miyayed her and make her his wife. He doesn't have to, even though she's a regular Bas Yisrael, and Amar Avi is a regular Bas Yisrael, normally a Bas Yisrael, you have to do Kedushin, you have to do either Kesher Shtar B, you have to do Maisa Kedushin. So it says you don't need a Maisa Kedushin on Amar Avi. Once you've got Amar Avi, now you can be Miyayed, it's called, and just appoint her to be your wife, and she becomes your wife. And so it says you could also be Miyayed Abinoi, even for a son, you could be Miyayed, make her the son's wife.
Mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah also, it's a mitzvah yid, right. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Yiches, and the Rambam in the Gemara explains that the word yada means circle idea. You have to be idea the amavir that you're making. That's what yada means. You have to be idea and let her know. Bemis in the Gemara's machaik is who you idea. You idea the father that sold her. That okay. That, like in the chayyim, the svar would be like by ketana, kedushin is always telling the father. In the Torah, a father's mekadosh b'tiktana. The father can choose who the husband is, and he can do the ma'aseh kedushin, accept the kesef or shtar from the husband to be mekadosh his daughter. So the same thing by yid, you have to tell the father. One of them says no, but once he's sold already, he's a little bit out of the picture. And yimiyad, you tell the daughter, you medir the daughter that she's becoming your wife. That's what miyad means. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis what miyad means. Rashi says that it's more than just being medir. Rashi Daf Yates says that you have to be medir, you have to get her rotzen. You have to be medir her and get her rotzen that she's masking to become your wife. But being the time in Tosis in the beginning of the parak, it's Daf Hey and Aleph, and the Tosis the masking shkeniyishin and it's chaylik. Being the time says no, you don't need the rotzen by Yom Aviyah. You just medir. You just let her know. So it'll come out in the machlokes we said before in the Gemara who you medir. You medir the father. You medir the daughter. Will be also machlekes Rashi and Tosis. If you hold that the medir of the father is machlekes Rashi and Binatam, does it mean that you need the rutzen of the father, or you just let him know? You let him know. You notify him that you're marrying the daughter, or if the haidah goes to the daughter, according to Rashi, it'll be you need the rutzen of the daughter, and according to Binatam, you don't need the rutzen. So I'm thinking that since we have one mandama that holds that yid is to the daughter, you have to get be medir the daughter. So this is shver, Rashi Shita, that yid means you have to need the rotzen. Because what's shayach rotzen of a ketana? Ketana don't have das. If you learn that, like a Rebbeinu Tam, bishlam, if the haidah goes to the father, okay, then you can like Rashi, that yid means you need to get the rotzen of the father. The father's a gadol, he could have das, and he could have rotzen. Or if you learn like a Rebbeinu Tam, that you don't need rotzen, you just need yid just means haidah, just let them notify them that you're being miyayit. So then it'd be good if it's according to both mandamim, whether the yid is to the daughter or to the father, you can be medir ketana also. But if yid means ratzin, you need ratzin, it's a bit so shver. How does Rashi understand? How do you have ratzin with a cotton? Cotton doesn't have das. In the Gemara Daf Yates and Malan left, there's a big machlokes, which is, I think, very sadistic machlokes in understanding how yid works. Machlokes is, do you say moisur ishenus kedushin it, no or not? There's one mandama that learns the whole yisoid of yid, the whole kedushin of yid is that we say the moisur ishenus, the first money that you gave to buy the maviyah, that's the kesef kedushin. So the pshat, there's no kesef kedushin over here. You gave money when you bought the maviyah, and that money will be the kesef kedushin. That's the one mandama learns. And the other mandama says no, moisur ishenus lav kedushin etnu. The first money was not for kedushin. The first money was given to buy the maviyah. That was not the kedushin. It's just the kesef kasa. The Torah says the maviyah does not need kesef kedushin. The maviyah does not need ma'aseh kedushin. She's just you're just mekadosha. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina Gemara says if you have to have a pruta left v'yemachrin. Because if you hold moisur ishenus kedushin, the pshat is that money I gave you then will be the kesef kedushin now. But that when I do the kedushin, when I do the year, there has to be something left to use it. Because if it was paid off, in case she paid off with her work, then there's nothing left. So for example, let's say a person bought Amaviyah. Amaviyah is always for 6 years. For 6 years, she goes out, one of the tzitzis of Amaviyah is b'sheish, or when she's in Skavel, or when she becomes being Samanim, or she becomes Samanim. But let's say it's for 6 years. A little girl, he bought Amaviyah for 6 years. And you make a cheshbon that he bought for, let's say, a few thousand prutas, and the cheshbon comes out, let's say, a pruta per day. One pruta per day. So by the last day, there's still one pruta left. But once we go into the last day, we're a few hours into the last day, there's not even a pruta left. So according to Mandama, Moshe Shem is good, you cannot do a year that last day, those last few hours. Because even though she's still in Amaviyah, but there's no money left, and there's no money left to do Kedushin. But if you hold like the Mandama, Moshe Shem is lava Kedushin, it's just a Gzeisa Kosov that Amaviyah can be had, you don't have to have a pruta left. Those last few hours, she's still in Amaviyah till the end of the last day. So those last few years, it goes to Mekadosh. That's nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be there's a machlokes in the Gemara that if you test if a father sells his daughter for an amaviyah, and then the father goes and he's Mekadosha. He accept one of the things that one of the powers the father has over a daughter of Tanda is to sell the amaviyah, and he could also be accept a kedushin. So first he sells it to Reuven, and then he accepts kedushin for from Shimon. So according to one mandama, according to Reish of Yehuda, we say sichik ba'adayin u'mekadesh ha'sheni. We could laugh at the master and she becomes mekadesh, she's married to the second guy. Because if the master would have done chapteran and done yid right away, it would be his wife. But since he didn't do yid quick enough, and the father already sold her, was mekadesh, the kedushin of the first one is chal. And the chama kol, no. That once he sold her, the master can always be miyayda. So some of the Yishayinim, it's in the Sheet and Goydain Vilnubi, is one of the Yishayinim on Kedushin, says in the Tesei Rosh, says it also come out in Feirish, says the Chayyur, this Machayyur should be telling in the Machayyur whether Moshe Yishayinim is the Kedushin or not. If you hold Moshe Yishayinim in the Kedushin at new, that means that the Chayyur that there was Kedushin of Mafreya, and then you, and the father cannot sell her any, it cannot be Mekadisha, she's already...
But if there's no money, you
can retire. But you still need money left, you still need Miyayet. Once you Miyayet, then we sing a Mafreya on the Chayyur that...
Yeah, then
we're right. And it won't be a put left. The father can catch someone else. But if you hold that, if you hold like the other one, the Moshe Shem Lab Kedushin knew it doesn't work with the original money. It's just Tam Exes the Kosa that the father can be, that the other, inside the master can be Mekadisha, then the father could yes be Mekadisha because until the master, the other is Mekadisha, she's not Eish Ish, and the father can still accept the Kedushin.
When the father sells, he doesn't lose
Ma'aseh
Yadayim, he loses everything.
But the Gemara says that it's a machoikis whether he loses the koyach to be. Oh, that could be the machoikis with Stamza he lost it. Saying
once he sells, he can give him
kasha. He could. Well, it's machoikis Gemara. It's a machoikis Gemara. One of them says even though he sold it, it's still his daughter, and he can still be mekadosh.
It can still be made for the
dorm. Yeah, you should. The mesha with his mesha chacham and hashem matay.
She's working to someone else.
It can be made for the dorm.
Yeah, he can make it.
Yeah, it's not going away.
No, but then the guy that bought her is almost going to lose out.
Says the Gemara, "Sichik ba'adoyim mekadesh hashasheni." You laugh at the master, you laugh at him. You lost the, you paid for it, and you lost it because you're not mekadesh.
What if he mekadesh to somebody else? In the meantime, he's decided to marry her, and he doesn't have to inform the father.
The other
goes ahead and does be. Now he's committed adultery.
If the other thing does,
if the master bought, right?
Right.
And he decides, since he doesn't have to necessarily with some uncles, whether he has to do
if you hold that, you hold that master could be Miyai?
Yeah, if he decides and a family, to marry her, and a family.
No, if he was Miyai first.
He went and sold her to somebody else and hasn't told told him yet, then what kind of situation would that allow?
We'll talk about that in a minute. Something smaller. Right. Now, again, Poshet, the Machoikis, where the Moshe Yishayinim the Kedushin is Machoikis, where the Kedushin happened on Mafreya. When the Moshe Yishayinim the Kedushin do, when you're Miyayin, you're saying that the money I gave was not just to buy her for an Amaviyah, it was Kedushin. That's why the second Kedushin is not Chal. And the Mandama holds Moshe Yishayinim the Kedushin do, hold this Kedushin is not on Mafreya. But again, according to the Mandama that holds Moshe Yishayinim the Kedushin do, Poshet, it means that the Kedushin happens on Mafreya, B'shas the Sinus Moyes. But Eben Ezel, the Bissus Alman in Eben Ezel, Pekdam Chazavon Machazayin, doesn't learn that way. He says it's not Mustafa. He says, even according to Mandam, Moshe Yishayinim Sekedushin Nitnu, it doesn't mean that the Kedushin was a Mafreya. It only means that the time I gave you the Moshe Yishayinim, that gave a Koyach and a Schus for me to be Miyayida. Later, when I be Miyayida, I had the Koyach and the Schus from that time. And I guess you have to learn according to Bissus Alman, that Koyach and the Schus is just my Neya Tvis Kedushin. If you hold Moshe Yishayinim Sekedushin, that means since I had that Koyach and the Schus, at that time,
the money is not around.
But it doesn't mean, and still you have to have the money around. But it gives me the schus to use that money later on. I guess it gives me the schus to use that money later on. That's why you still have to have a pruta left.
You need the money around.
You need the money. You need to have some. You have to have a pruta left. If she paid off all the money with work, and there wasn't a pruta left, like we said, the last days, only a few hours left, there's not a pruta left, then you won't have that schus. But it's only even the schus. It's not mamash and afreya. That's what this is almost tiny. Brings down from Chaim. Also, as Rabbi Chaim says, it also in the sefer.
This money around is at Kosa Kinyon.
Yeah, they talk about it.
The
Gemara even shows the suit to Makash Mil. The Gemara is a Kasha. If you're using that money, it should be Makash Mil. So the Gemara wants to say, it's like Makash Mil, which is not a Mashkin. It's like Makash Mil, which is not a problem with Makash Mil. But like upon them, this is the man wants to tie in that it's not Mamash Mafeya. But then this is the Shrey, doesn't even mention it. In Vishayinim, it seems to be very clear that the condition is Mamash Mafeya. There's a Rajva, Daf Yitesh B'Shem Dishami, Tesh Rosh says it, and the one that says it the most clear is the Miri. The Mechaschina says it also. They all want to say that no. If you hold Moshe Yishayinim Sekedushin Nitnu, it's Mamash Mafreya. I had two kashas with learning that's Mamash Mafreya. My first kasha was Mamash Mafreya. First of all, like Bienison was saying, it'll come out if you hold Moshe Yishayinim Sekedushin Nitnu, it means Mamash Mafreya, that if someone is bar on this ship, on this Amavriya, before he does Yid, and then the master of the Zid will come out, the guy was like the Znus Vedeshus Ish, should be Chayav Misa. She took a pelon to say that the person will be Chayav Misa on such a thing. And then my next problem was that Kedushin is more than just giving money. Kedushin needs an amir. He's a significant Kedushin that, hey, that's saying, Harayat Mekadesh Asli is Ma'akib. You can't just do a Ma'is Kedushin. You have to say Harayat Mekadesh Asli with the Ba'azu, or Harayat Mekadesh Asli with Shtazu, or B'Bi'azu. You have to say it. And they all talk about what the Makir is, but the Gemara seems very clear in many, many places that the Amira is Ma'akib. So over here, he didn't do an Amira until later. You could say maybe that the money was the Ma'is Kedushin was the Kasef, and the Amira is later when he does the Yid. He says, Harayat Mekadeshasli, or Harayat Mekadeshasli. The Amira is later, but there was no Amira in the Ma'freya. So how can you say it's Mishum Afreya? That's why someone must start like it was a Zaman. But again, the Rishonim, there's a Rajban, there's a Sirosh, and a Miri, there's also Mechas Chinuch, and others that name on that it means Mishum Afreya. And the one that says it the most clear is the Miri. The Miri appears that he Mamish gives a Moshul to a Gemara in Kedushin that's in Testament Beis. The Gemara says, Mekash to Isha Ma'achshav Lachash Leshim Yoyim. If a person is Mekash to Isha, now Lachash Leshim Yoyim. So Rashi explains, it means that I'm doing Mekadosh you now if I still want it after Sheshem Yoyim. In other words, the husband's giving himself a back door, a way out, that if I change your mind, it's like a Tanai. It's only under condition I still want it after Sheshem Yoyim. The din is, after Sheshem Yoyim, it's a Tanai, because Mekayim the Tanai and he still wants it, then Lama Freya, it was a Kedushin, and she says Sheshem. And the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, at least, that if a person is Mekadosh Me'achshav Lachash Sheshem Yoyim, and in between someone else is Mekadosh, and then after 30 days he says, I want her, the second condition is nothing, because the first condition is a condition of Ma'freya. So to me, that's Pshan the Torah. That's what the Torah gave over here. The Torah said, when you're Mekadosh, when you buy an Amaviyah, it's like Mekadosh Me'achshav Ukeshayetza. The Torah gave you the right, it's a condition now, if you want it. So anytime you want it, you do Yid, it becomes a condition. The Mi himself tells that maybe there's a Shevach Chilek, because by Mekadosh Me'achshav Lachal Amad Yoyim, you gave his man Kotzov, you gave an exact amount of time. You said, Mekadosh now, if I still want in 30 days, you gave a set time. By year, the Torah is not giving any set time. It could be any time during the season. But the Miri says, you know what? Mekadosh me'achshav lachal amad m'stam b'zav dafka tell me in time. A person says, I'm Mekadosh you me'achshav l'kishayetza, that if, as long as one day I say, I still want it. And you don't give a set time. It could be even 3 years later, I say I want it, then it's Mekadosh to Ma'freya. It's not going to tell me in time.
Me'achshav lachal amad, the condition is when he says it originally.
So he's saying the Torah said that. He's explaining how Yid works.
I mean, says so what is he? Does he have to say Harayat
Mekadesh
later on?
Yeah. If it happens to be this whole din of Mekadesh Me'achshav Lachalam is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav is Mesupik. Rav says is Mesupik. Is Lachalam? Is it a Tanai? Very good. Or is it Chazar? Or is it just he's taking it back? I don't mean now. I'll make the Kedushin in 30 days. And according to Rav, it'll be someone's Mekadosh in between. It'll be a Suffolk. If it was a Tanai, then the first one's Kedushin will be a Kedushin when he wants it. And if you hold it as a Chazara, then the second one, it'll be first. Shmuel is the one that says it's no Suffolk, it's Vadi a Tanai. And we haven't passed on like Rav, but I think the Miri is just using like Derech Moshel. He's explaining over here, the Torah is saying Mitam Vadai that it's a Tanai. So Zoybi a Tanai, that's how the Miri explains it. That it's a, when you buy an Amavi, it's like a Kedushin out Tanai that you want to be Mi'aylaya. Yeah. So what about our kasha? That where's the amir? How could you say that it's a mafreya mamish? There was no amir. The teretz is you have to say there was an amir to buy the amir. But every kin you talk it out. You have to say so you say that you're buying the amir. That amir of saying buying the amir, that's the amir for kedushin. Because nichlal in the amir that you're being kain in amir is nichlal the din yid. It's kailal the pasha yid, so it's included. So later when you say harayat miyadisli, that's like the ratzin later. Which makes them afreya, your amira then, and your moyes rishonis kedushin will be kedushin. And our other kasha was it'll come out that if a person's born on Ma'aviyah before Yid, and then later the mess is miyayid, it'll come out he was chayav misa. The Torah says enechnami, he'll be over bo ishish, maybe be chayav misa. But the emes is in practicality he won't be chayav misa because he probably didn't have asura. You have to have asura, and any asura will be asura sofik. It's similar to Gemara Makas after Zayin Mabez, that'll be asura sofik because whether the other will be miyayid or not. But another nafkaminuch would be about mamzeris. If someone would be born in the Zamavriya before the Yid, and then the master does Yid, according to my Dhamma Bhai Sushan's tradition, it knew, and according to all the Rishonim, not like if it's a Zaman, that says Mamash Mafreya, or come out of Mafreya who was born Ashish, and even if he's not Chayab Misa, there's no Asura, but mamzeris is not totally an Asura. Mamzeris is a Matzias, so come out of be Mamzeris, Shtukapella. But that's the Chayab would be. The Gemara in Kedushin, if your testament base says that B'shas Yid, when a person is...
You also have a coin too.
Because of Zayna. Because Zayna, yeah, and Chama, that's not telling you, sir. There'll be no enough community, it should be also the coin. Right. The Gemara Kedushin Akitesim Bey says that B'shas Yid, the Odoin says, it's actually a shayin if the master says it or the Ben says it, but Pash says the Odoin, the master says to the Amma, Hariyat Mekadesh Asli, or Hariyat Meyed Asli, B'fnei Beis Edom. He has to say in front of two Edom. So every Kedushin has to be in front of two Edom, and every Dabash Rebbe, and Dabash Rebbe Pach Shushnayim, Yid has to be in front of two Edom. He has to say Hariyat Meyed Asli in front of two Edom. In fact, B'fnei Yeshua Kasha, according to Mandam and Moshe Yishenis Kedushin, it knew you should need two Edom b'shasi buy them every year, and there's no such thing. You can buy them every year without Edom. But Nuchay, according to Mandam and Moshe Yishenis Kedushin, it knew, especially the way the Yishenim are learning, that's the Maisa Kedushin. Nuchay, you should need two Edom then. To me, it's a little schwer. The wife thing she was asking the cash according to Mandam and Moshe Shem's Kedushin, even according to Mandam Moshe Shem's Nav Kedushin, it knew, Nachar Yabayan Amaviyah should be a Davish Abeba. According to the other Mandam, it's just exists a Kosov that any Amaviyah you have the right to be Makadish without a Maisa Kedushin. So, but it'll come out that buying an Amaviyah, a Chaych is a Davish Abeba. Buying an Amaviyah is the first step. And you buy an Amaviyah, it's something which has a Koyach. Something which has a koyach to give the other right to be mekadisha without a ma'is kedushin, that also should be a davar shebe'eva. Achari she has to cash the chodes. The Pnei Shu doesn't ask it that way. You hear what I'm asking? The Pnei Shu asks it only if you hold ma'is Hashem kedushin, why don't you need to aid him b'shas giving the buying division of Rabbi?
What?
On that schus, why don't you need to aid him on the chalois? That's also chalois. That is without that, then what you're doing later is some guy talking to Shri Amrish Lee about ma'is kedushin. You did something. I realize, but the end of Shabbat Hashanayim, to create any chalois. So what he did later was only something because of the original. If a person did not buy them every year, the person goes over to a Basi Sol and says, Hariyat Mekadesh Asli without a Maisa Kedushin. It's nothing. Hariyat Mekadesh Asli is nothing, right? The fact this is a big chiddush that this other thing could go over to a Basi Sol and just say, Hariyat Mekadesh Asli, Hariyat Mekadesh Asli, and she becomes his wife. So the Shepherd is now. But if we learn this, but my fear was the mice in the scene, so why don't you need to aid them on that and that? It's not part of the Kasha? You understand the Pnei Shua. The Pnei Shua understood it. Well, even the Pnei Shua understood it, yes, the Kasha, put them on the Moshe Shem's position. I'm asking for everybody, even if you don't hold Moshe Shem's position. It's not telling the money. It's just exists a cost that you could be Makash and Isha without my position. That should need. Okay, that's not sure kasha, but it sure doesn't answer that way. I was even thinking that when you buy an Abedivri, maybe you should have to have two Edom. We don't, because when you buy an Abedivri, you create a Dindes Mutta B'Shef Chakananis. Why isn't that also Davash Abeba? Right?
You
created Kininessa, which is Mate. Right? The Teretz says maybe B'Shef Chakananis is not called Davash Abeba, because it's only Chavi Lavin, well, we'll be Mate Chavi Lavin, maybe it's not called Davash Abeba, maybe that's Teretz. Okay. In the Gemara Kedushin of Yechesim Beis in the Sugi of Yid, we have a Machlokes Tanoim, and we pass on like the Chum that a person cannot buy an Amaviyah who's an Eved to him, that he cannot do Yid. A person cannot buy, Lamashal, Chesah Chamoisai, or Sushum Biktana would be a better example, or Deidosai, or an aunt who's an Eved to him, someone that he's not on that Notfis Gedushin, he cannot marry, he cannot buy for an Amaviyah. And even though you're not Machlokes to do Yid, but you have to have someone that you're able to do yid. If you cannot do yid with this person, then there's no din. Then you cannot buy for number three. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? I was thinking Chayr should be go with the cloud Kori Lebinga Ein Binga Makevispa V'Chosh Ein Rein Lebinga Binga Makevispa. It's a famous cloud of a Shas. It starts with the Mishnah Menachos Dafkav Kimmel Mabez. The Mishnah says that in Chachinga there's a din of Bila by Menachos. That's where the Binga comes from. When you make a Kav Mincha with Zayinus and Shemen, you're supposed to be Berlin. You're supposed to mix it together. And the Mishnah says, if you don't mix it together, it's not ma'akiv. If you just brought pour the shemen on the seimus, you did not mix it, and you brought it, you didn't do it right, but you yitzah. It's, you know, being is not ma'akiv. But the Mishnah does say, the mincha cannot be more than 60 esrenim of seilus and one luk shemen. Because up to 60 esrenim of seilus and one luk shemen, you're able to mix. But if you brought more seilus, if you brought 61 esrenim of seilus, and one look shemen, that's too much flour and too little oil, it does not mix. And if it does not mix, then already the whole milch is possible. So notice, the Mishnah is saying this cloud, if you're able to mix it, it's the right proportion, is able to mix it, then being is not market. But if it's such a thing that you cannot even mix if you tried, then being is market. So what's the pshat in this call? And we use this by many places in Jasper.
The Olympics,
there's a Tosis in Kedushin that Achafeis Mashmas this exists a custom, but there's a Shbam in Babasa, Peyalan for the days, that says as far as like this. He says something that the Torah says, Achachinla, you should do. Maybe it's not ma'akib. But it tells you what the tzura of the Kavar Mincha is. So it's telling you, since the Torah gave Mitzvah Bila, it's telling you what is the Kavar Mincha. Kavar Mincha is something that you can do Bila. If you can't do Bila, that's not the Kavar Mincha the Torah is talking about. If it's more than 60, 61 Australian Sayyidinus and one Luk Shemin that you cannot do Bila, that's not the Kavar Mincha the Torah is talking about. As a Mincha, I think that's the pshat over here also. That the Torah, you don't have to do Yid. But what is an Amavriya? An Amavriya is something that you could do Yid. That's the tzur of an Amavriya. That's what the Torah is talking about. Okay, that's a pshat. The Mishnah Mach Pekdan Chazavad Mach Yidan declares the Shein Hashayna. What about Achais Ishtai? Achais Ishtai, his sister's his wife's sister is the only Eved that has a Heta, Achamisa. All mother arayas don't change achamisa. L'mashal bas ishtay. A person marries a woman who had a child from a previous marriage. That daughter is an evitim. It's asa bas ishtay asa. Even if his wife dies, bas ishtay remains asa. Chamosa, his mother-in-law. Even if his wife's mother, even if his wife dies, the mother remains asa forever. It doesn't change the fact that the wife died. But achais ishtay is the one ever which is chayav karis that if the wife dies, the sister is mutter. Person's allowed to marry his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. That's Mr. Yibam, that's the other one. That'd be in our case, his brother's wife will always be us, even if the brother dies, except if it's Mr. Yibam, the brother's our children. But again, Barachis Ishta is the one ever that we know something in Chum that after the wife's died, upon son, they marry the wife's sister. Some people say, with his children, seems to be practical that the children know the aunt, and the aunt has a feeling to children, it's the sister's children, that's one of the reasons why the Torah was Mati, this it's a little bit of a practical thing. But the Rakoponim, Kled the Mishnah Malch, can a person buy a Chais Ishtai for Namavriya? That's a Shaila. And he brings it right from the Yishami one way, and the Shirik Karbin on the Yishami, and the Yishami the other way. But basically, that's a Shaila. And I think the Shaila is telling me this called Roya Labila? Do you say that right now it's a Chais Ishtai and when you're buying her and it's not Roy, but since it's theoretically possible that his wife would die and he'd be mutter him and he'd be allowed to be Miyaiha, that's called Roy Labila. That could be the Shangle. Or do you say no, right now it's Asa and like they say, you can't kill your wife.
Who
Mishnah. This Gemara that says that you cannot buy someone who's an Eved to you, you cannot even buy for an Amavriya. We explained, even though you're not Mechir to Yid, but it has to be able to do Yid. But what about Achais Ishtai? So I cleared the Mishnah. So I'm thinking that maybe you should be telling this Shang also what the Moshe Rishon Sekedushin knew. That Machlokes is in the Gemara. If you hold Moshe Rishon Sekedushin knew, you need at the time you bought the Amavriya, Mechir Achalais Kedushin. To a certain extent, that all the way the Miri explained, it's a chalis kedushin me'achshav lachalam. It's a chalis kedushin now. Okay, but if it's an achais ishti at that time, how could you say moish rishon kedushin? Right. You want to say if you know like a bezalman that it's only a schus, so maybe you could say that schus could even be an eva because for later when she becomes ice eva. But if you hold mamish, it's mamish ma'freya, the way the Miri learned. And even the Amir was my freya, we were explaining, everything was my freya. How could you have anything happen? B'shashim z'chais ishtay. Z'chais b'shashreya. It's mistaken to say, really, that even the way of Islam went, that the Chari should not be able to even chop a schus and a koyach to make kedushin on someone who right now is an Eva. The same way as no tzvisis kedushin, it should be menea, the tzvis of the schus and koyach also. So this will all be mistaken that really, that a chais ishtay, you cannot buy for Namavriya. But the Ma'aseh, the Mishmar Chazit, and someone in the Yishami that you can buy a Chais Ishtai for Namavriya. In the din of Yid, again, the Torah says Yid is for the master or for his son. The person who's in Miyayid, Namavriya, to be his wife or to be his son's wife. So, according to Mandam, Moyes Hashem, the Kedushin it knew, you have to say that Moyes Hashem was given Kedushin for his son. You have to say he was given for his son. And it'll work like Midin Kedushim Midin Evaknani. That's famous in Kedushim of Zayin Amalav. The Gemara says, the Chiddush, that Kedushim can be with someone Kesvedei Echeirim. That Reuven Kim Kesh and Isha and Hil Shimon tell someone else, give her the money, give her the ring. Shimon can use his money and give it to the Isha and Reuven can say, Harayat Mekadesh Asli, with this money that my friend Shimon's giving you. That works. And we learned it out from Evan Kanani. That just like Evan Kanani goes out free by giving money himself, or someone else could pay the money to free. The same thing, Kedushin could be Ayde Echeim. Effectively, Yeshua and Kedushin, that's Zayin and Aleph, it's the end of the Rimas Choshon Rebbe Kanani, effectively, Yeshua Kasha. Why does the Gemara and Kedushin have to learn out this Chiddush that you can Makasha Isha with someone else paying the money from Evan Kanani? It's a little bit from left field. The Gemara is a little searching for Mokka, and the Gemara is of Mokka from Evan Kanani, hold it from Pasha. Why don't we learn out from Yid? According to Manon, Moshe Shem Kedushin knew you have to give the money to make the Kedushin of Yid, and you see you could do it for your son also. The fact that you could do Kesef Ayidei, the father to be Miyai for the son, that should teach you the Gekav Kesef Dei Echeirim. As I effect of Yeshua. Zayda speaks about this in the Sefer, but to me, I think the Teretz is very partial. The Teretz is that from Yid, you would only learn a Chiddush that a father could do it for his son. A father could, under the chuppah, the father could give the ring to the kala for his son. And the son could say, I'm a Kadesh Asli with this ring my father gave you. But you don't see from Yid, Faket. Yid does not work for anyone else. The other thing cannot be Miyai to anyone else. Where do you see that you kept Kesef Echeirim anyone else?
It can't be Miyai to anyone else. But it doesn't work.
Kasha Beret. You like the Kasha Beret and Teretz? Yeah, I thought it was a good thing. Yeshua asks, why do you have to learn from Mekanai? You have to learn from Mekanai to teach you, you can do it for anyone.
A father has a new koyach of.
But Ramai said, well, if you learn that from Yid, how would you learn out that a strength? You learn out that, I mean, only by Yid it's only the father, but the Etzim, Yisrael, Kedushin could be a day of Chem, you shouldn't have anyone.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Me was Barbie in Mechasan, that's what you meant. So
not because only by Yid it's only the father. The whole
Muslim
of Yid is only
Yid
is only father, but the
Koyot is not that father. Yeah, so you understand very good. Thank you. I mean, I was bothering Mechasin. I was bothering my Zayda also. Because my Zayda wants to answer the Kasha with the Bezazaman. He says, according to Bezazaman, the whole Kasha is not Shveh. According to Bezazaman, the whole din of Yid is, it's not that you're Makadish because of the Echeim. It's just because it's the cost of the Torah gave you a schus later to do it. And that's that Chiddush of the Torah, that schus, that's not something to learn out to other cases. We should have the schus. But if you learn the other Yishayim, that's Mamash and Mefreya, that was the Pnei Yishu's Kasha. That was Pnei Yishu's Kasha. And I thought the Teretz was, if you're going after me, you're only going after his son, but you've been telling him it's tiny, very good, okay. That's only a Chiddush in Yir, but that's a Musi, that Kedushin could be a Yidei Kesef Yechem, that Yishayim, that's Pnei Yishu's Kasha. Pnei Yishu Blayb Shveh. Pnei Yishu, the famous Sugya of Kedushin and Yidei Yechem is going after Mevi Kanani, it's called Kedushin and Mevi Kanani. In fact, Pnei Yishu, why are you going after me? And it blayb Sarachin. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem Gimel declares a Shaila, what if a person, b'shas he bought on Mavriya, his son was still cotton. Let's say his son was 11 years old, 12 years old, and a year or two later, when his son's a gadol, the father wants to be miyayid, to be mekadosh the Amavriya for that son. Does that work? So, cut the Mechas Chinuch, according to Mandama, Mois Hashem Sekedushin knew, and he understands like all the Yishayim, that's Mamash, that was the Mois Sekedushin, Mamash and Mafreya. And the way we said that it was when he's married for his son, we'll say Moshe Rishonis was Kesav Adei Achayim, he didn't have a Kanani for his son. That Mechayra would not work for cotton. For example, a cotton cannot be Mekash Kedushin, have a Shimon and another guy give the Kesav Kedushin for him. He has to be a Gadol. So how would this work? So he claims that for Shaila it would work. Mechayra and Svar, it should not work. And again, we see here the Mechas Chinuch is naming on that it's Mamash and Mafreya, not like it was Zom. The Mishnah Kedushin that Yidam Levei says, the Nomer Levi is named in two ways, Bekesef and B'shtah. So I was wondering, first of all, what does it mean Shtah? Shtah means a Chor Shtah without Kesef. You just write a Shtah that you makna the Zom Levi to somebody. Chor could even be Matona without Kesef. Chor, that's what Shtah is. Shtah is without Kesef. So if Shtah is without Kesef, how do you ever have Moisir Shem Sekedushin in there? How do you have Yid? Poshit you could have by if you claim them on Mavir B'shtah, Lachor you could do Yid also. It doesn't say any way you can do Yid. Fakir, Lachor you could do Yid even by Mavir B'shtah. So if you learn that Moisir Shem is Lav Kedushin in there, the other Mandam in the Gemara that says it's just exists a Kosov, she's my Mavir, I can be Miyayita, I don't even have to have a fruit to be a Machin left. So B'shtah also, she's my Mavir, it's exists a Kosov, I can be Miyayita. But if you learn Moshe Rishon's Kedushin, and especially the way the Yishayim learn that it's Mamash and Maisa Kedushin and Mafreya, it's just like Me'ach Shalach Lamed, I have to have a Ratzin for it later, and then on Mafreya, she was Mamash and Eshes Ish. But where was the money? Where was the money? So Teretz says, you could say, Shtah Rishon and Kedushin. That Shtah will be like a Shtah Kedushin. And even though it doesn't say in that Shtah anything about Kedushin, but the fact that you wrote a Shtah on Mavriya, it's Nichol and the Pasha of Mavriya. This whole Indian, the way we said the Mir is Nichlal and the whole Mir, that'll be the that'll be the shtar.
Same way in the Kesef, it wasn't said this.
Right. And we said it was Nichlal, and what he said, the same thing over here. The problem is, so afterwards in the Beis Halevi, in Shem Shem Beis Halevi, is a tshuva about Yid, Chel Gam, Simchav Gimel, Sindivir Maschel Gam, that he calls the shayla also, and he says that this should be told in the Machoikas and Gemara and Kedushin after Sayyam and Aleph, Shtar Mariya, who writes the shtar? One man says the Odin writes the shtar, and the other man says the Av, the father that's selling the, giving the way, he writes the shtar. So he says, Bishlim, if the Odin, if the master writes the shtar, then you could say that shtar was really, would be afraid of shtar Kedushin. But if the father wrote the shtar, that's the halacha that the shtar Kedushin has to be written by the Baal. You can't have the father or the girl write the shtar. It's like that, like the Gemara says, Hey, kisikach, v'loy kisilkach. You have to take the mice Kedushin has to be from the father, the Baal has to write the shtar. So if the shtar Amavir was written by the Av, then that cannot be the shtar Kedushin. It's like the time to base the Levi. Mechaschon says something similar, and I saw this in Shmuelzowski, brings down this Beis Halevi, Shirib Shmuel and Gedushin, speaks about it. So, Meister, back to Akasha, if you hold Moshe Hashem's Gedushin, that's how Yid works, so what do you do by Shtar? And you can't say Shtar was the Shtar of Hashem's Gedushin if the Shtar was written by the Father. So I'm thinking, the Teretz is, even if the whole Amaviyah was bought by the Shtar, and Shtar was written by the Father, and he was given by Matana, but Meister, there's a Shibur of a value over here. This Amaviyah does have to work for this master, and there's a value over there. And if you break it down, like we said before, let's say she had a value of 2,000 prutas for the 6 years, and I'm not doing the math right now, but it comes out to a prut on the yayim, that shibud will be the moisture shan's condition. The fact that she owes this money, later the master could always use that money and say that money was the kesef condition. The Gemara itself explained that it sounds like Makash Milva, the Gemara says Makash Milva sheshna mashkin. That maybe is the text. Rashi in Chumash, we learned yesterday, Pashim Shpatim says by the pasuk b'imug b'noi yedena, if he's miyayid, if the master's miyayid for his son. So Rashi says, Oimelo, the son says, Hariat miyayid asli, you are miyayid to me, bekesa shekibu avicha b'damayich, with the money that his father was makabel. So you see from Rashi that the one that says that miyayid of the yid is the son. The Rambam Schelling. The Rambam says in Pekdan Hilchos Avodim Halachas Zayin, Ha'av Oymen Lo B'fnei Shnayim Harat Mekadeshes Subni. The father, the master, that border says, "You are Mekadeshes Subni to my son." The Chayyitz, he said, the Nechav Mishnah speaks about this. I got to have a shtick on it on the Hagoyis and a little bit of Arichas on the Hagoyis I wrote on my Zedishirim and Kedushin Afi Teslamet on the Ralph if you want to look at it. But basically, the Chayyitz, he says the Machaykus over here. Who does the yid by his son? Is according to the Rambam, is mashma the father is miyayid for his son, like the pashut shan pasuk. The father is saying, "How yam yed this abni." But according to Rashi and Chumash, it's mashma that the son is doing the yid. The Torah gave us chus that the son can also do the yid, but he's like the makadosh; he's doing the yid himself. And it might be telling in some of the things we said before. Okay, there's also a meshachachma and pashut matayis on the pashut of Afar Sa'av. But when the Av is made for Nidribita, which he talks about in Yavir also, but I don't know about it now.